I thought, you know, hey, this is something that's really important to do. I wanted to help those people.
Beja Mavawala, I want to thank you so much for being with us. And Aaron Glantz, fellow at the Center for Advanced Study of Behavioral Sciences at Stanford University, will link to your article in The Guardian. Federal jury finds Army veteran and two other ICE protesters guilty of conspiracy. I'm Amy Goodman.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
So you folks are listening to UMFM 101.5. No, it's actually CJU. Yeah, okay. So you folks are listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Tyler, get in. We gotta go.
Where are we going?
Tyler.
Yeah, that's me.
If I told you?
What?
That truck driving.
Vroom, vroom.
Although maybe not what you would think to be musically inclined.
Oh, yeah?
Is actually very musically inclined.
I mean, you'd be right. I would not have assumed that.
I mean, yeah. What if I told you that truck horn you just heard used to symbolize rebellion a couple years ago?
Rebellion?
Oh, yeah. What if I told you all those bad boys of the 50s and 60s were almost all truck drivers?
No way. I could believe you maybe, but you have to pay the story.
I mean, look, let's talk about it today, folks. Here on UMFM 101.5, we have the ever lovely cast of the weekly Wilers in the house.
Yes, sir.
Who's my co-host?
That's me, Tyler, otherwise known as the Truckin' T.
And it's Kyler, also known as the Load Haulin' K. And we are here to tell you about some good old rebellious truckin' country history.
Nice.
Folks.
Let's take a little truck drive through the history of trucking, trucking country history.
Trucking country. We're going to start with one of the first ever recorded truck driving songs.
Oh, yeah?
And major, as it's defined the start of the entire genre.
Yeah, the truck driving country genre.
We have 1940s Truck Driving Blues by Cliff Bruner and his boys.
All right. Take it away, Cliff.
My head down to my shoes. Feeling tired and weary from my head down to my shoes. Got a low down feeling, the driver's blues. Keep them wheels a rolling, I ain't got no time to lose. Keep them wheels a rolling, I ain't got no time to lose. Got a low down feeling, truck driver's blues.
Oh,
ride on into town. There's a honky tonk gal awaiting. I got trouble to drown.
Never did have nothing. I got nothing much to lose. Never did have nothing. I got nothing much to lose. Got a low down feeling. Truck driver's blues.
Honky-tonk gal a-waiting. I got trouble to drown.
Truck
Driving's Blues. That was Truck Driving's Blues by Cliff Bruner and his band.
Cliff Bruner and his boys.
Oh, and his boys, my fault.
Boys.
They're more than a band. They're family. And 1940, that came out. That was often considered the first major truck driving country song.
Yeah.
And the staple to introduce the genre for today sold 100,000 copies.
And mind you, all the way back in 1939, this happened.
Yeah, 1939, 1940, dates.
Something around that. You know, back in ye olde days, dates, they're a little iffy. You know what I'm saying?
Before this, country music focused mostly on trains, on cowboys, on farmers.
Okay.
This song helped shift the narrative to make truck drivers the new working class heroes of country music. And you'll find that they have quite a journey as we keep moving forwards.
Ooh.
Coming up next, we have, well, good old Truck Driver's Boogie, 1948.
Truck
eight
Driver's
years.
Blues to Truck Driver's Boogie.
Jess Willard. Fantastic track. Let's take a listen.
We'll do the Truck Driver's Boogie, and we'll do this whole darn town. You've heard the Shotgun Boogie from Tennessee to the shores of the Philippines. Heard the boogie on the strings and the boogie and everything way down in New Orleans. But the boogie, baby, that we're dancing tonight is spreading all around. It's a truck driver boogie that's shaking up this town. We'll do the truck driver boogie as we swing around this town. We'll do the truck driver boogie and we won't fool around. Oh, we'll swing it here, we'll swing it there, and we'll truck it all around. We'll do the truck driver boogie and we'll do the whole darn town. As I'm rolling along and my driver's hum a song, I've been thinking of you and our good times too as I'm rolling right along. So I'll pour on the coal and I'll watch her roll, cause I'm hurrying back to you. For you as sweet as sugar candy.
Bouncy boogie. Makes you want a boogie, eh?
Yeah, makes me want to. Yeah, it makes me want a boogie.
Oh, I love it.
Makes me want a boogie.
I love it. They really, you can really feel the 40s in it.
How do you think they drew a boogie in a truck?
Well, that's a good question, actually. I think boogie is double entendre, right?
Boogie, boogie.
Like, I need to boogie, like, I gotta go.
Oh,
truck
you know
driving boogie, we gotta go?
Dude, Jess Willard, Truck Driver's Boogie, more like Eminem, the new Eminem.
Yeah, that guy was spitting.
Dude, double entendre, triple entendre.
Oh, man, he's a quadrandre.
They call me this quintuple entendre because I can't hear and people need to tell me things five times.
That's a bar. That's a bar right there.
Yeah.
Folks.
Bars me from conversations, that's for sure.
We're going to boogie. We got to get into this next track. We have Truck Driving Man, 1954. Terry Fell.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very famous track. But I thought, let's play it first, and I'll tell you about it just in a few minutes here. Let's take a listen.
Texas, a little place called Hamburger Dan. I heard that old jukebox was playing a song called The Truck Driving Man. The waitress then brought me some coffee. I thanked her but called her again. I says that old song sure does fit me, cause I'm a truck driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play the truck driving man.
¶¶ my eye. And then like a flash I was gone. I got them old truck wheels to rolling. I'm on my way to San Antonio. When I get my call up to glory, they take me away from this land.
And we are back. Folks, UMFM 101.5.
The Weekly Wilers. It's almost like we never left, man. It's almost like we never left.
We never left. Because
we've been here.
We never did. They've locked us in the studio. And
yeah.
They say, Kyler. Hold on, I got this. They say, Kyler.
Yeah, he's got this.
Kyler.
Yeah.
If you aren't funny on the airwaves.
And that's why we've been locked in here for a full week.
Yeah. It's true. Because I have been writing the best jokes for you right now. You want a good joke?
I would love to.
All right,
I would love to hear a good joke.
You're going to keep waiting because I'm still locked in here.
It's going to take a little bit.
Folks, truck driving man.
Yeah, that was by...
Where was he going?
Where?
Hey, I got the joke in, folks. Can I get a round of applause?
I don't know if that counts. Was that a joke? Or maybe it was. You know what? I've decided it's funny so that we can go to the next song.
All right, yeah, nincompoop. So, folks, that was Truck Driving Man by Terry Fell.
Yeah.
Famous track for this genre. You want to guess why?
Because it talks about trucks.
Yeah, it talks about the lived experience of truck drivers.
I was really close there, actually. Okay,
I'm proud of you. Good job.
Thank you.
It's a staple because it was one of the first tracks to really highlight the grueling but kind of freeing sense of a truck driver and their lived experiences.
Yeah, fair enough.
So much so that it still resonates today. It's been covered thousands of times by many other genres.
Thousands.
Crazy. With the triple zeros.
Triple. Yeah, he's got it. He knows it.
And I got one of my favorites for you today.
Who by?
By a local legend that is Stompin' Tom Connors. Let's take a listen.
Oh.
Pour me another cup of coffee. It is the best in the land. I'll put a quarter in the jukebox and I'll play the truck driving man. Well, I pulled into a roadhouse down in Texas, a little place called Hamburger Dan's. I heard that old jukebox a-playing a song called the truck driving man. Saying, pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. And I'll put another quarter in the jukebox, and I'll play the truck driving man. Well, the waitress, she brought me some coffee. I thanked her and I called her again. I said, that old song sure does fit me. The one about the truck driving man saying, pour me another cup of coffee.
Go, Tom.
For it is the best in the land.
Best in the land.
I'll put another quarter in the jukebox.
Yes, you will.
And I'll play the truck driving man. Back aboard my old semi, and then like a flash I was gone. I gotta keep those big wheels a rolling, 'cause I'm on my way to San Antonio.
So what do we think? Do we enjoy?
Stompin' Tom Connors, man. I mean, he's a legend for a reason. I'm not always the biggest country fan, but he makes it work. He makes it work.
He never switched up, actually.
He truckin' drives a hard bargain, man.
Would you like to know a fun fact about Mr. Stompin' Tom Connors?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to.
He stunk out the joint plenty of time because nobody believed in him. And he was like, nah, I still want to make my fun little songs. To the extent that his manager left, but he was like, fun little songs. And look at the legend and the
legacy. He just kept with
now.
It, man. He kept with it.
He kept stomping.
It's the good old honky day.
Yeah. And I got another actual classic for you coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know this next track?
What is it called?
Well, it's I've Been Everywhere by Hank Snow. Actually,
I don't know if I recognize that.
You might. Well, like, take
we'll
a listen.
See.
This is, of course, 1962, Hank Snow, I've Been Everywhere.
I was told to my pack along the dusty when a mucker rode up, when along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to win a mucker mat with me, you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share. Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Panama, Apollo, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Pocahontas, Hercules, Amadou, Rhyme, Killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, Canada, Monterey, Ferry Day, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Glen Rock, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Double Lake, Cradle Lake, the Peaks. Like I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've been my share, man. I've been everywhere. Louisville, Nashville, Oxford, Oklahoma, Blackie, Shuffleboro, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellico, Argentina, Diamondina, Pasadena, Catalina. See what I mean, sir. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
All right.
All right.
And I've been everywhere, man. That, of course, you might know it by the cover by Johnny Cash.
Mr. GC, wait,
Mr.
J?
Men in Black, but yeah. Of course, that is not Johnny Cash.
That was not.
That is Canadian Hank Snow, who popularized the song in North America, with the song originating in Australia.
Wait, originating in Australia? Okay.
Yeah, he changed the lyrics because I don't.
Oh, yeah, because he was saying like the lists of the he was saying like a list of places, right?
Right. Which, funny enough, you mentioned that actually. Yeah. Is a symbolic representation of all the places you'd go as a truck driver. You didn't really know where you were going. You just kind of went where you were told.
You're going everywhere.
Everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere.
Which is kind of a flex.
And true.
You got to really think about the truck drivers at this time because
right.
They're kind of just running on vibes at this point. They're just trying to make it.
That is the vibe, dude. That is the truck driving vibe.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
So let's drive forwards. Let's,
why
let's
not?
Hit the road.
I'm changing gears.
Hit the road exactly for 6 days, as we have 6 days on the road, 1963. Dave Dudley, often called one of the most important trucking country songs ever recorded.
The Dudsler. The Dudlier.
We'll leave it there.
Okay.
When I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard, I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears and a charge overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right.
6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a ticking on down the line. But I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and that smoke's blowing black as coal. My hometowns are calling inside. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
And if you're listening in the car, I really hope you do make it home tonight. Funny story.
I mean, it's only 1 p.m. right now.
Well.
Or wait, okay, what, like 1:30 maybe?
Well. Depends on if you want to listen to us at UMFM 101.5. The website, you can take every last weekly Wyler and you can check it out because we have a backlog. Because thanks to your donations in UMFM's Pledgerama 2026, we've been able to work on, or we're going to work on, improving our archive.
Yeah.
Which, beautiful, and thank you again for that. Moving forwards, I got to talk about
that
Dave
song?
Dudley.
Dave Dudley. That was 6 days on the road by Dave Dudley.
He, very, very, very well known in the trucking country scene. He toured Europe annually for the next 20 years after releasing this song.
Yeah, 1963 that was. So
yep.
From 1963 to 83.
Even performing behind the Iron Curtain in East Germany at the time.
Wow.
And he once told one of his friends, I don't know if those East Germans know what I'm saying, but they sure do love me over there. And I think I love that.
Yeah.
Also, passed away, unfortunately,
December
22nd, 2003. At age 77, it was a snowy night, and after stopping for a few beers at a bar called the Fishbowl, he was engaging his hubcaps on his four-wheel pickup, and his heart gave out. His headstone in Danbury Cemetery bears the epitaph, 6 days on the road, retired and expired.
Rest in peace, Dave Dudley.
But we got to keep moving forward. Say.
Yeah, let's go on to the next one. It's going to be Bud the Spud by Stompin' Tom Connors. He returns. This is a 1969 track. And what are you thinking, Kyler? Just jump in? Just rev our engines?
I think we should hit the road, Jack.
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down a highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now from Charlottetown or from Summerside, they load him down for the big long ride. He jumps in the cab and he's off with the Pride Sebagos. He's got to catch the boat to make Fermentine. Then he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal he comes just a-flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. Yeah, the cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tire off the 401. They know the name on the truck shines up in the sun, Green Gables. But he hits Toronto and it's 7 o'clock when he backs her up again the terminal dock. And the boys gather round just to hear him talk about another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now I know a lot of people from east to west that like the Spuds from the island best, because they'll stand up to the hardest test right on the table. So when you see that big trucker rolling by, wave your hand or kind of wink your eye, because that's Bud the Spud from old PEI with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling, because he's got another big load of the best doggone potatoes that's ever been growed. And they're from Prince Edward Island.
And if you're from Prince Edward Island, you might know who this is actually written about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was written about Bud Roberts, a real truck driver who would haul potatoes from PEI, Stompin' Tom Connor's province, actually.
That's where he was born, man.
Right, and can you imagine if he gave up? Remember what I was talking about?
His little songs, his little stories, his little ditties?
Yeah, nobody believed in him, but guess what? If he didn't believe in himself, we wouldn't have that fun little song.
We'd be missing out on all these great little songs that he's done, man.
I'm going to say, one of Canada's most recognized country storytellers.
Yeah.
And that song, of course, spread very, very vast from CBC Radio. It's heavy play and word of mouth, helping it become a cultural icon and a part of Canadian history.
I think that's what's one of the best parts about Stompin' Tom Connor. He really brings the Canadian into the vibe, into his music, you know? And right. I think that comes across.
Right, and I think it's probably the most well-known Truckin' Country Canadian song.
Truckin' Country Canadian song, Stompin' Tom Connor.
But let me tell you something. Not all of trucking is, well, at least at the time, all fun and games like Bud the Spud, ripping up the tarmac. Sometimes, yeah, you have to do long loads, you got to drive, you got to go, and you got to stay awake. And at least at the time, they used some less than ideal ways of doing so.
Just like the title of this next track. And what was that?
Well, 1970s. I'll give you the honor.
1970s. Oh, I'll do. Okay. It's caffeine, nicotine,
Benzedrine,
and Wish Me Luck.
All right.
By Nat Stuckey. Let's take a listen.
Been pushing that diesel since early dawn. Had no sleep, don't know how long. Whole lot of trouble making them curves. I gotta have a little something to settle my nerves. Well, hey, little waitress, make my coffee strong. A pack of king size filters and a country song. Pick me up, caffeine, nicotine, Benzedrine, wish me luck. Rolling down the highway with the heavy eyes, I saw a little billboard that she advertised. Everything for the trucker, lots of parking space. A sign out front says, this here is the place. Well, hey, little waitress, make my coffee strong. A pack of king-size filters and a country song. A little box of whiteys, help pick me up. Caffeine, nicotine, Benzedrine, wish me luck.
Well, it wasn't gritty, Well, that wasn't gritty, but it did show the grittier side of the trucking industry, that is.
Yeah, that was caffeine, nicotine,
Benzedrine,
and Wish Me Luck by Bud
Brewer.
He knows it. And that was from, what was it? Let me see. 1970.
We're getting up there. It's about 50 years ago.
Yeah, you can really see the progression here. We're getting, it's come a long way since the 40s for sure.
Oh, yeah. We're getting to the more honest side. Mm-hmm. And we might have hit peak here.
Oh, yeah? In what way?
This is probably the one everybody knows alongside of Convoy, which we will not be playing here today, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
So we have Eastbound and Down by
Jerry Reed
off the movie Smokey and the Bandit.
Wow.
I'll talk about it in just a second. Let's take a listen. 1977.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit.
your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell my mind and brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Sing it, Kyler. Belt it. No, I'm joking.
That was, of course, Eastbound and Down, 1977. Jerry Reed, Smokey and the Bandit.
From the soundtrack. Yeah.
Very famous. Reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard.
Yeah.
For country.
I mean, that's almost the best you can get, dude.
And I asked myself, why does that matter, Tyler?
Why does
that song matter today? This song took country and truckin' country.
Correct.
From country radio to mainstream pop culture sensation. It made trucking songs cool, rebellious, and it did make it unforgettable for at least a generation. Or so my mom tells me, because she tells me I have to watch this every year. And I really do.
I mean, it's good. It's good for sure.
Oh, yeah. So should we roll on?
Let's roll on to this next song. And let me think. It might just be Roll On 18-Wheeler by Alabama.
Well, it's a good year. 1984?
Yeah.
Do you know what came out in 1984?
Roll On 18-Wheeler.
Purple Rain.
Hey, how about you, Alabama? Roll On.
Roll On Highway. Roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I ask you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Roll on!
Well, it's Monday morning, he's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's off on a Midwest run. And 3 sad faces gather round Mama. They ask her when Daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and they sure miss him when he's gone.
Yeah, they do.
Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. This song to sing. Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Roll on!
Well, it's Wednesday evening, mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. It seems the highway patrol has found a jackknife rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels,
when they had some more news they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on.
Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
That was Roll On 18 Wheeler by Alabama coming out in 1984. And I like how they count every single wheel, man. They're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so on until they reach 18, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's dedication right there. Yeah. They're really locked in on that.
That truck, his wheels can legally drink. All right. So I like that if you're following our full story arc here as we go through trucking yeah. country history on UMFM 101.5, the weekly wise, 1 p.m. to Monday. And
yeah, we're going to go on a little road trip.
The old 1940s, 1950s bad boys have grown up. They got a family. And yeah. that song is proof. They now care about their wife and kids.
Yeah, it's not just about the bad boy routine no more.
Right, and so that song was a part of a bigger movement, a movement to...
Wholesome country.
To add depth and emotion and family into country trucking. So...
Yeah, that sounds more accurate, actually. I don't think wholesome country is a thing just yet. But we'll make it. We'll make it.
We're going to jump about 20-ish years? 21 years.
21
years.
2005.
2005.
Holy moly.
To I'm a Roadhammer.
By the Roadhammers.
The Roadhammers. Off the album.
What?
The Roadhammers.
Oh.
All right. Let's hit the Roadhammer.
Hey. I tell you, I just did a damn Roadhammer. I was looking at a good Roadhammer. And you go to a hardware store. I used to have a Roadhammer down there next to the Skyhook. And Roadhammer, not long talking to you about the Roadhammer. You know, they got to put the hammer down to get out there on the road.
I'm a road man, a load man, 18 wheels and a serious plan. Ain't nothing gonna go getting out of hand while I'm behind the wheel. I'm on fire and I'm wired, full of diesel and ready for hire. While I'm building a rolling empire of blood, sweat and steel. I don't waste time, I make time, tearing a strip off the white line. I'm a professional man, I'm a one of a kind, and I know how to bring it in. I got a clean slate in 5 states, 29 that ain't so great, and 14 that'll have to wait, and 2 I've never been. I'm a Roadhammer, a white knuckle steel gear jammer, a rig jockey highway slammer. I'm just doing what I got.
And I am the Weekly Wilers, folks.
I'm actually still a road hammer.
I am.
Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, 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 bang.
Keep on trucking. We're going to actually keep on trucking.
Trucking in the free world.
Into the next track.
Oh, what's that?
Same year, 2005. Same artists.
Same album.
Different name. Keep on trucking. Road Hammers. Let's hammer into this one.
Get by. Price of diesel's getting mighty high. I live on caffeine and borrowed time, stretching a nickel into a dime. The G-man, the T-man, the highway cop try to slow me down, but they can't make me stop. I keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah, I keep on trucking. When the going gets tough, I just keep on trucking. Stop Friday night down in Louisiana, grooving to the tunes of the Roadhouse Band, raising the roof of that little bar, sweating out a
job. More power to you if you do what you love. Keep pushing back when push comes to shove. Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah, I keep on trucking.
Trucking. And if you hear that in the background, that is actually a fan, because as we're recording this for you guys right now,
it's trucking hot right now.
It's so trucking hot. Oh,
and Tyler's,
I've turned a fan down for you.
It's been eliminated. Don't worry.
Look, I know you're saying, Kyler, I feel so tacit right now. I feel so understood.
I don't know if you're right. You're tacit.
Tacit. And we need
I hope you can hear it, otherwise I sound crazy.
And let's move forwards.
You know what? Why not? Do you want to hop into the next one, or you got something to say about the Road Hammers?
Just a quick thing about the Road Hammers.
Yeah, go for it.
The Road Hammers was meant to bring country music back in the trucking form.
Yeah.
They were built entirely around not the idea of a specific trip, but a theme that trucking was something you live by.
Like an identity, right?
Yeah, not just a job you work.
But it's part of who you are.
Right.
I totally see that. It's kind of nomadic in a sense, right?
Yes.
And that, again, we're talking about the Road Hammers. We just listened to two of their tracks off of their 2005 album, The Road Hammers. And we're probably going to be just hopping into the next one here.
Right. We got Western Star 2013, Tim Huss, and really focuses less now on speeding and outlaw bandits. It's more of a more calming, more blue collar, more celebration of pride, the machines you drive. So let's take a listen.
I'm pulling out on a long haul, rolling my rig out of Cornwall, blowing my smoke in the morning sun, I'm loading and rolling on the 401, Oshawa, Kingston, Hocktown, London, I took her through T.O., ain't that something, Kitchener, Chatham, Windsor, Detroit, I'm owner, operator, I'm self-employed. I'm a two-way teamster, transport trucking, diesel, Damon, double clutching, making my way along every highway wherever you are. And I'm a white line wrangler, wheeling my wide load in my Western Star. I'm a two-way teamster, transport trucking, diesel, Damon, double clutching, making my way along every highway wherever you are. I'm a wide line wrangler, wheeling my wide load in my Western Star.
We like that?
I don't
know.
That
was me screaming.
I don't know. Everyone phone in. Let Kyler know how much you hated this screaming.
Right.
There.
You can call us at...
forgot my phone today. Sorry, folks. Well, anyway, that was
unplugged.
Western Star 2013's track, Tim... Wait. My bad. Western Star by Tim Huss.
Yeah.
The Huzzler.
Bro, we got the Huzz. Oh.
What?
Oh, I didn't like that. All right, folks.
Yeah.
Number 13, track numero 13.
The Bros, the Brothers of the Highway.
Tony Justice and Aaron Tippin.
Off of the album, Brothers of the Highway. And this was from 2013, a year that many people want to go back to for some reason.
And many people want to be trucking.
Yeah, a duality of 2013.
I got two wolves inside of me, and both of them are truck drivers. Let's take a listen.
On the windshield, his heaven starts to cry, and in his rearview mirror, his angel waves goodbye. She knows he's gonna go, she knows he's one of them. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind.
scream, brothers of the highway, children of the wind.
I'll bring it on in there.
We'll put the pedal to the metal, try it out or run the rain. Another shot of truck stop coffee as I run in through his veins. This world turns on 18 wheels, thank God we can depend
on brothers of the highway, children of the wind. That Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again, sailing toward the setting sun, freedom's their best friend.
Folks, that was Brothers of the Highway.
Sorry, just making sure you're listening.
Don't do that.
Okay, sorry.
It's a wild west. Wait, what's that? Was that on the horizon?
That's one bad mother trucker. Let's get into the next track, which
yeah,
is
you know why not
named accordingly.
Lightning and a pedal, thunder coming out the back. And them boys would chuckle when they saw her buckle herself in the captain's seat. But nobody was laughing when she'd go to passing, smiling at them real sweet.
She is hell on wheel, but a road meets a bubble, a real gear jammer, a white nine wonder. Yeah, you only get one, and I wouldn't want another, cause mama was a bad mother trucker. A breadwinner, ain't no stopping her. Stay shot out of a gun. Had me at a truck stop just north of 40 in her cab on a Flagstaff run. I was raised on jerky from here to Albuquerque. Went to school on her OCB. She made a name for herself, taught me how to spell R-A-S-P-C-T.
She is hell on wheels, but a road meets a bubble, a real gear jammer, a white line water. Yeah, you only get one, and I wouldn't want.
Is that a cat or a truck, Kyler?
Meow. I feel like I'm doing.
Bing,
grade.
Bing, boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, ba-dum.
Wait, I got a word for this.
All right.
No.
Kyler's been loving words today. I think he's trying to learn some.
Yeah, that was a
anecdoche.
A disjointed conversation where everyone is speaking but no one is listening.
It just sounds like a much worse way of saying the conversation had a lot of anecdotes.
Yeah, but less cool.
Yeah, you know, anecdoche is less cool.
Anecdoche,
this is dokey, man. Anyway, this was Trucking Country History, and that was our last track of the day, Bad Mother Trucker by Eric Church.
Eric Church off the album Soul, released in a very, very recent
time. Very, very recent year.
2020. And we're
2020.
Yes, the big 2-0s. So, we're about to end here.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
That's the end of our trip.
We've delivered the load, and we can finally bobtail back home.
Bobtail.
Bobtail.
You got a definition for that, man?
Yeah, it means to drive without with an empty or drop trailer.
I love
on the
that.
Back of your. Actually, no, it just means to drop your trailer, and then you see the back of those semi trucks.
Oh.
You don't have the actual trailer attached, and there's none there. It looks like a.
Yeah, it's Bob's tail.
It's a bobtail.
No, yeah, I got you. Cool, and I just learned something.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Fun little fact for you.
Well, we'll see you guys next week, hopefully. This is the Weekly Wilers, from 1 to 2 p.m. every Monday on
UMFM. One for all, one for Wyler. Keep on Wyling in that free world. And yep. Doot-doot-doot-doo.
Doot-doo.
All right. Bye, folks.
Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Record Shop, located at 187 Osborne inside Urban Waves, is Winnipeg's newest and most diverse record shopping experience. Whether you're a veteran collector questing for collectibles and obscurities, or new to the world of vinyl and looking for some classic titles, there's something for everyone at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. With thousands of titles on LP and 45 in genres spanning rock, soul, funk, jazz, blues, reggae, and more, plus new arrivals being added each week means there's always something to discover. Follow at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram and search for Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Winnipeg on Facebook for the latest on what's new in store. And remember, we're always buying, selling, and trading quality LPs, so call 204-475-2353 or drop by the store at 187 Osborne. Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, because old gold is as good as new. With a deep groove and radiant soul, Winnipeg jazz supergroup Sir Luke and the Dukes honor Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life as part of the 2026 TD Winnipeg International Jazz Festival for one night only, June 17th at the Fort Garry Hotel. Led by bassist Luke Jeanette, this all-star Winnipeg ensemble explores the album's rich melodies and harmonic depth, shaping a performance that celebrates love, rhythm, and the enduring brilliance of a landmark recording. From funk to ballads to soaring arrangements, they bring new life to one of music's greatest works with warmth, power, and unmistakable swing. Created exclusively for Jazz Fest, this one-night-only concert is a joyful, high-energy tribute to a timeless classic. Don't miss Sir Luke and the Dukes as they play Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life June 17th at the Fort Garry Hotel. Tickets available through jazzwinnipeg.com, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Set my soul free.
this is Madeline Roger, and you are listening to 101.5 UMFM.
My love only grows. My love doesn't know what to do.
Hello and welcome to NLA. I'm your host, Pierre, and let's get started with our first song of the hour. It is Red Apple by Hemlock Springs.
At first glance, devilry will abide, so fierce a reverie soothe the eyes. I tremble, knowing who to confide. I call on El Shaddai. I hear him softly speak through my mind. Within purity of humankind. With haste I travel within the night and ride for El Shaddai. El Shaddai.
As we grow old, life seems to unfold. So I'm here to let you know, don't fear growing old. As time passes, life goes in flashes. So I'm here to let you know, ashes to ashes.